Okay, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 1, text 11, chapter 11, text 11. I'm really sorry about being late. It's just Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maruboja Disahaha Ukurandaka Vishnabi Atmatulya Balai Guptam Nagar Bhogavatim Niva. As Bhogavati, the capital of Nagaloka, is protected by the Nagas, so is Dwarka protected by the descendants of Vrishni. That's Boja, Madhu, Dasara, Adhar, Kukura, Andaka, etc., who is strongest, Krishna. Purport, the Nagaloka planet is situated below the Earth planet. It's understood that the sun rays are hampered down there. The darkness of the planet is, however, removed by the flashes of jewels set on the heads of the Nagas, celestial serpents, and it is said that there are beautiful gardens, rivulets for the enjoyments of the Nagas. It is understood that the place is well protected by the inhabitants. So also the city of Dwarka is well protected by the descendants of Vrishni, who is as powerful as the Lord insofar as he manifested his strength upon this earth. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Daksuran Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Rupa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from New Delhi. We left there today. I guess here it's and there also it's Christmas Day. So just want to do one thing here so there won't be any distraction. Well, I left Vrindavan, and there's always a sense of separation. The sweetness of that place never ceases to astound me. And the quality of people in such a short area of devotion. And this ikas, you know, I got up, I did my chanting, my deity worship, my packing, and then our dear Sangha members, Shadanjali and Kalachandri, are there. So I took them to some very sacred, holy place, and then had to rush back and sent them on with someone else. And then on my way out for the last 25 years, for the last 16 years, there's a lady called Sita Sundari. She's 86, and she's the Russian matriarch. And there's so many Russians. And her birthday is also today. And I always go there to take prasadam with Arjuna on, and it's so sweet because it's Rasika. Rasika means there's deep, deep relationships and love between all the people that come visit her. And it's so, and then we came over here to Delhi to his family I've been very close to for many years, an amazing family, really perfected karma yoga. And it's impressive. They live moral lives, and they work detached from the results. So it takes, I could see, it takes quite a faith that God's in control. But it's quite impressive. I mean, you know, and they have their spiritual lives. It's a joint family. The four brothers kind of live together. And it's impressive because, you know, they have work. They have a factory with 1,600 people and one of their things. And they work, and there's some challenges there and whatever the case is. But they just do their duty. And they don't really worry about money and worry about the results so much, other than it's their duty, and they use the money very, very charitably. And it develops a certain detachment. Just that practice of being detached from the results and actually living it. You do what your duty is. And the rest is up to Krishna. But you do what your duty is. And we do have ego, and we do have desires. And you just do what your duty, and you leave the results to Krishna with that faith. And I see what happens with these people is that they develop an overall detachment that can be applied to things like family life. For example, they grew up in a joint family, and they have some wisdom, and now their sons are grown up and they live in their own places. And how are they doing? He said, excellent. He said, because I don't have the same standards that applied to me when I grew up. Things change. It's a different life. So I can't expect for them I can't expect for them what, was the expectations for myself. Times have changed. So in their frame of reference, when people are more independent, excellent, because they still respect the parents and they're still loving relationships and they're responsible, they do their duty. So I thought that was also a very interesting realization. Actually, it's a joint family, so the head brother actually has a lot of wisdom, and I saw that. That's wise. You know, the times have changed. You have to have different standards for people. And within the new social standards, the people live independently. It's excellent. He said, I'm not going to judge him by the way I live, my standards, a different time. So anyway, just being around people like that, you learn a lot. Even things that you can apply to, the bhakti path, which is, should be full surrender to Krishna in its own way. But you learn things from people like that. And Dharma is very, very attractive. People who live moral, principled lives. I remember early videos of the, 26-second Avyant that they were interviewing Garga Muni of Kirtananda, and said, something like, we're low on a high platform and people are high on it. Anyway, it's attractive, even if it's not pure emotional service, that people are very high, and they do have bhakti, and different brothers in different ways have their sadhus and work. But they're very high on a very principled and moral, dutiful life. And they connect it to God. They serve sadhus and they have their different sadhanas and et cetera. Anyway, that was my realization. Now going back to the verse in hand here. In society that protects others from harm. There are elements in society who are not elevated in consciousness. And not elevated in consciousness means fixed in the desire to enjoy, and therefore wanting to control the world to facilitate that, which entails violating the rights of others. That's why, unless you're free from desire, you can't be on the, you can't really be ahimsa. It's once you have that platform, that consciousness, to some way or another, you're going to exploit, and we all do. We all do. We do make mistakes in behavior, and we do get angry about things, and we do position ourselves. And when we look at the world through the lens of our own desires, to whatever extent that we do. And there are people that are so selfish that the degree they will exploit others has no limit. They will kill someone if it interferes or competes with a part of the world that they want to control. And because there are people like this, and even leaders like this, and countries like this, you know, we can't be sentimental. You need kshatriyas. You need people whose duty is to protect others from harm. And those people who really are kshatriyas, who do it out of duty, happy are those warriors, you know, for the kshatriyas whose battles come unsought, that actually have that nobility and are willing to put themselves on the line for the protection of others, they have to be respected. They have to be respected. I remember I was in New York during 9/11. And, you know, those firemen, they ran into the building to protect others. And I, you know, there was a certain nobility to it. And I don't know if it's sentimental, but whenever I walk by a fire station in New York, I kind of bow my head a little bit and offer respect like that. So anyway, and these people, they're powerful as the Lord, because once you are surrendered to the Lord and he uses you as an instrument, you're just the instrument, but it's God's power. So you're as powerful as the Lord. You're not as powerful as the Lord. But when you become an instrument for the Lord, then he uses you, and therefore you're as powerful as the Lord. I always think of Prabhupada coming to America, spreading Krishna consciousness, completely surrendered, 100% surrendered to his spiritual master, taking the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. And I don't think we'd have a different Leela if God himself did what Prabhupada did. I don't think it could have came out more glorious, because he was surrendered, and therefore he did very amazing and wonderful things. And what he accomplished never ceases to amaze me, because I see it's still going on. It's still going on. People are still inspired to sacrifice their lives sincerely on a higher principle. Jiva Doi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sa, that the essence of all religion, Jiva Doi, is compassion. And they'll sacrifice, really, for others. So it still goes on. Anyway, that's the first thing about the city of Dwarka. It is protected. It is protected. And without that, it's hell. I know people. I know people from South Africa. Parthasarathy Goswami. Several of his disciples have already been murdered. In fact, you don't hear of a person whose house hasn't been robbed. People have to keep three safes. One safe, which is empty, then the other safe, which the criminals that come into their house the man to see, and hopefully they don't check for the third safe. And, you know, same thing, I spoke to Javi in Venezuela. His wife, someone came, robbed it, you know, and he has to carry a bodyguard around, et cetera. The thing, it becomes hellish if there's not proper protection in society. The story of King Vena, where he was, but his father left home because King Vena was so cruel. Somehow his son was so cruel that he would kill he'd kill his playmates. And for a Kshatriya and the father, the son is his extension. And it was such an absolute embarrassment that the father left home. But without the strong king, the rogues and the thieves flourish. So they needed someone powerful. And in those days, there was something called the Moldavira Seminole Secession. It was a karmic power that naturally, someone who has powerful parents, then they get born into that situation to be powerful. So there was a certain thing with that seminal royal lineage. And they needed someone very, very powerful. And if a leader is not powerful, then he has to represent God. God is powerful and he's kind. He's kind. If you're not kind, he won't want to help you. If he's not powerful, he can't do it. So hopefully they were both kind and fair, but powerful. But powerful was required. The aura of someone who actually has that military tages, nobility, that just the presence of a person keeps order. So when King Vena installed him, even though he was cruel, but then he began to persecute the Brahmins and exploit things. So the Brahmins got together and they said, we feel like we're ants on a log that's burning from both sides. Because if we kill King Vena, then without a powerful king, then the rogues and thieves will consume us. And if we leave him in, then the Brahmins will be prosecuted and society will go to hell. Eventually, they removed him. And then Prithu was established. A Shaktivesh avatar for ruling. But anyway, the first point is the city is protected by people who surrendered to God and use their karmic military prowess under their direction. I remember in the story of Maharaj Prickett, he was such an excellent king that there was nothing lacking in his administration. In fact, there was no crime. He was bored. There was no problems. And everyone was satisfied, and therefore the king had to be a Mahabhagavat. Because it's so hard to satisfy everyone, because everyone has a different desire, a different vision. So people have power. It's not an ordinary thing. And we see in the modern age that the problem with leadership. And the same thing, to get someone who's kind and powerful. And some people vote for the kind and some people vote for the powerful. And where is the kind and powerful who can actually really help people? And anyway, that's the first point of the city, of the Dwarka city that's mentioned here in the Bhagavatam. Now we'll read the second point. It's one of the most interesting. It's one of the most interesting. It's one of the most interesting purports. I remember it from reading the studying the first canto in depth. So let's listen. Sarvati sarva vibhava punya vriksha latashamai Ujjano pavanaramaya vritta padma karasyam. The city of Dwarka was filled with the opulences of all seasons. There were hermitages, orchards, flower gardens, parks, and reservoirs of water breeding lotus flower all over. So I'm going to read the purport. But that description, filled with sarvatu, all seasons, sarva vibhav, all opulences, and punya vriksha, pious trees, and hermitages, orchards, flower parks, reservoirs, beautiful. Purport. Perfection of human civilization is made possible by utilizing the gifts of nature in their own way. As we find here in the descriptions of its opulence, Dwarka is surrounded by flower gardens and fruit orchards, along with reservoirs of water and growing lotuses. There is no mention of mills and factories supported by slaughterhouses, which are the necessary paraphernalia of the modern metropolis. The propensity to use nature's own gifts is still there, even in the heart of modern civilization. The leaders of modern civilization select their own residential quarters in a place where there are such naturally beautiful gardens and reservoirs of water. But they leave the common man to reside in congested areas without parks and gardens. Herein, of course, we find a different description of the city of Dwarka. It is understood that the whole dam, or residential quarter, was surrounded by such gardens and parks with reservoirs of water where lotuses grow. It is understood that all the people depended on nature's gifts of fruits and flowers without industrial enterprises promoting filthy huts and slums for residential quarters. Advancement of civilization is estimated not on the growth of mills and factories to deteriorate the finer instincts of the human beings, but on developing the potent spiritual instincts of human beings and giving them a chance to go back to Godhead. So there is environment, effect on consciousness. And we know that from studying the modes of material nature. That everything is composed of the modes of nature, both subtle and gross. So the mind is actually composed of the same substances as the external world. And whatever shape